listen to All Independent Radio on NEIALive.com, broadcasting from Brookline, Boston.
Cutting in a little bit late to a fabulous archive show on All Independent Radio, welcome to Radio Obsession. Song always gets me, even though I've used it many, many times as the intro song to Radio Obsession, and it always gets me. How you doing, everybody? It is Wednesday, and we started a little bit late, but the new time for Radio Obsession, which is back on All Independent Radio after a significant hiatus, very happy to be here. We used to be on Sundays from 10 to noon for quite a while. And our new time for the rest of the summer is going to be Wednesdays, 8 to 10 p.m., and we are delighted to be back here playing some tunes, bringing you sounds, traveling through space and time to bring you the best from the Church of Radio, which is where I used to go every Sunday morning, but now we're going on Wednesday evenings, little late-night radio church. My name is Sarah. I will be with you. We're going to do 2 hours, even though we started a little late. Just call it technical difficulties or something else. I don't know. But I'm very happy to be back with you. And we Just heard Cobra Verde doing Get This Party Started, which is a Pink song that you probably know. And that is from Copycat Killers, which is a bunch of cover songs by Cobra Verde from Cleveland. And a little bit later on, we will be featuring John Petkovic in his new band. John Petkovic being the singer for Cobra Verde and formerly of Death of Samantha and other bands in Cleveland. Very cool vocalist, guitarist, songwriter. Anyhow, I want to say today, this is the second time Radio Obsession has been on the air today, July 7th, because earlier in the day, I don't know if you were listening, but we were, All Independent Radio did a fun thing called Taste Sets, where we had samples of seven different shows that are currently on the schedule for All Independent Radio, which is a radio station that webcasts to the world from the New England Institute of Art in Boston as part of the IBS Intercollegiate Broadcast Service. And we had representation from the fabulous shows Ragnarok with John and Mike, Telepathic Transmissions with David Kelleher, Off the Shelf, Mina Sun, and she was getting some stuff off her chest, actually. Sounds like. I can't wait to hear that. I was actually walking back to the West Campus. Excuse me. We were broadcasting over there to people who were getting dunked in dunk tanks and eating snow cones and eating food. And that was a kind of a school-wide celebration. And we were happy to be providing some entertainment for that. But mainly, we were really proud to be showcasing some of our cool shows this semester. And if you're out there in radio listening land, I hope you had a chance to hear it. And if you didn't, you'll probably get to hear it as it cycles through the archives, as shows do when we're not live. We're playing some of these shows in the archives. We also had Eugenia, who does a show called The Impact, and Larry Miller, the incomparable, did a little taste set of Bad Acid Flashback, where he goes back to his early days of underground FM hippie rock, as he calls it sometimes, when he used to be a DJ back in the late 60s in San Francisco, starting that whole movement of playing songs other than the singles from records. Do you remember records? Records were those things that had five songs on each side, and usually the first song on the first side was the big hit. Well, Larry started a weird concept of playing maybe the fourth song on the second side, and who knew? That started a whole FM movement, FM radio movement. And we also had John Matisic, who does his Jay Gruesome show, and me, Sarah Billingsley, doing a little taste set from Radio Obsession. So it was kind of fun, and there are other shows on the station. If you want to look at our schedule, you can go to neialive.com and you can see our schedule. You can link on that, and you can see when people are on. And one of the bands I played, I just like to play some of the favorite songs that I like to play on Radio Obsession, was The Soundtrack of Our Lives, which is my favorite band from Sweden. And this was the song I didn't play from them that I would have if I'd had a couple more minutes. So hope you enjoy it. We'll be back after you listen to this nice set of hopefully enjoyable music. And thanks for joining me on Radio Obsession. It's great to be back.
so high. But you're coming down, the snow falls hard. The tinsel town, now there's a ghost where you once stood. I know you need this if you only could. This is your
I will never have. brighter future, better schools, stronger communities for all. That's right. Big Brother Big Sister is the oldest, largest, and most effective youth mentor program. Our mission is to help children reach their potential. With support from professionals and developed relationships with mentors have proven to enhance children's schoolwork performance, as well as maintaining stable relationships with the family. If you have any questions or want to get involved, call 1-800-BBS or log on to www.bbs.org.
Have you heard about the best college radio station in Boston? Yes, it's live at New England Institute of Art, and it's all independent radio. For 10 years, students have been given the chance to do what they want and record their sounds. Listen live at neaalive.com or go to iTunes and click college radio and all independent radio. Live from Brookline, New England Institute of Art, all independent radio.
And you are tuned in, as the man just said, to All Independent Radio. This is Radio Obsession. I'm Sarah. Thanks for listening. And we are back at our new time. I'm feeding back a little bit. Maybe it's just my headphones, but I hope it's not doing that on your end. It sounds kind of buzzy. Maybe that's a little better. We are back with Radio Obsession, as I was saying, Wednesdays from 8 to 10 p.m., at our new time, midweek evening rockouts. We are having a major heat wave in the Boston area, and I believe all down the New England coast. People in Philadelphia are were suffering with major power outages yesterday, so I feel bad for them. I have relatives down there, and I hope they're all keeping cool. Hope you're keeping cool wherever you are. And some of you are listening way up north. Like, I know we have a listener up in Nunavut in Canada, I believe. When I look at the map from Backbone, we webcast to the world, so we can see where people are listening. And if you're listening tonight, here's a shout-out to you, and thanks for tuning in from so far away. If you ever wanted to contact me, you can email me at radioobsession@gmail.com. You can go to my website, radioobsession.net, and check out old podcasts, I guess, of former shows and look at some other silly stuff that's on there, some voice work and other things. I'd love to hear from you. Please feel free to email me anytime and let me know what you're thinking. Certainly you can make a request and I can try to get it on for you next week. We just heard Hole, as you might have recognized, the voice of Courtney Love. That's from their new record called Nobody's Daughter. They've been out touring to support that and putting on a really great show. The song was Pacific Coast Highway. And did I mention the name of the record is Nobody's Daughter? I don't know if I mentioned that. It's got some really nice artwork all over the front with Marie Antoinette and all these beautiful Elizabethan ladies. Good to see Courtney Love out and about again, rocking out as she is so good at doing. And before that, we had Bad Lieutenant, This Is Home. And that featured, as they say, members of New Order and Joy Division. Sounds a little bit like newer New Order, but I kind of like that song, This Is Home. And we started that set off with the soundtrack of our lives doing Transcendental Suicide from Origin Volume 1, one of their many albums. And we are going to continue with another song. I played a song off of this earlier today. I mentioned we were doing taste sets of several of the shows that are currently on the schedule at All Independent Radio. People came and did 20-minute sets, and just to give a flavor of their show for you, the listener, to get a sample. And I played a song, Robin Hitchcock song, because Robin Hitchcock is one of our favorites here on Radio Obsession. And I played a song from Ole Tarantula, which is Robin Hitchcock and the Venus 3, which features Peter Buck and Scott McAuliffe and Bill Rieflin from REM. Great band. And this song that I would like to play for you next, I feel kind of silly. I saw Robin Hitchcock. He played in his one-man show, just Robin and his guitar, at the Coolidge Corner Theater in Brookline, Massachusetts, and the New England Institute of Art is just down the street in Brookline. He was playing all kinds of stuff, Soft Boys, from the Soft Boys to his latest album. And what he said was kind of interesting. He was selling CDs at the show, but he said that was the last time he's going to put something out on CD. He's going to go all digital, and you can get downloads and all that kind of stuff, but it kind of makes me sad. I love looking at artwork and liner notes and stuff like that, but I guess I'm just old or old-fashioned or whatever. But a lot of people don't like to have physical stuff in their hands. They just want digital MP3s. But I actually kind of like the CDs, and I also like the fact that the CD audio quality is much higher than the compressed MP3s that you get from iTunes or what have you. But perhaps I'm just too conservative and not willing to change. I don't know. I still have vinyl, a lot of vinyl. I have 78s, for God's sake. But I'm working on digitizing them so that I can play them on this radio station, because we don't have a turntable up here. But what the heck was I talking about? I've got way off track. Oh, yes, the song. So Robin Hitchcock played this song from O Lay Tarantula, which is called A Man's Gotta Know His Limitation, Briggs. And I felt kind of like an idiot because he gave the whole story about what that song's about and all this stuff. And I thought, holy mackerel, I was way off. You know, when you listen to a song, you sort of imagine what it's about, especially with someone like Robin Hitchcock, who's a poet and all about words and stories and all that stuff. And I just pictured, you know, clean and clean-cut little English businessman, kind of like Paul McCartney's uncle in A Hard Day's Night. Totally way off. The song is referencing the character Lieutenant Briggs, played by Hal Holbrook, in a 1973 film Magnum Force with Dirty Harry Callahan, played by Clint Eastwood. And a man's Lieutenant Briggs was Hal Holbrook's character. And Dirty Harry told him a man's got to know his limitations. And there's all kinds of clues in the song. He says Clint and squint and all this stuff. And I've heard that, and I thought about Clint Eastwood, but I just never made the connection. Anyway, so I felt kind of foolish. But that's another issue, just sort of like interpreting poetry. It's like, what did the person really mean? I don't know. Is it better to just enjoy it with your own understanding, or is it better to know exactly what the heck they're talking about? But I guess, you know, I haven't seen that movie. In my defense, I haven't seen that movie for a really long time, and the record came out in 2006, so that's my excuse. But so the Magnum Force was way back in the recesses of my mind. So yeah, I got a chance to tell him what I thought, and he just looked at me like, oh, interesting. So he's like, haven't you seen the movie? I said, well, I got to go see it again, Robin. But anyway, it's a great song, and here it goes. Hope you enjoy it. You can listen for the references to Clint.
A man's gotta know his limitations. Briggs, or he will just explode. You lived in your imagination. Go.
Time.
You're listening to All Independent Radio. Check us out at iTunes, College Radio, or on the web at NEIALive.com.
Whoa, slow down. Brake pedals. Brake pedals.
Beep, beep. Here I come, stupid.
Oh, sweet mercy. Leave the pedestrians out of this.
They knew what they were getting into. Here comes the power.
This is a depiction of my show.
One thing stands out as a completely unique experience.
Ragnarok.
Welcome to the Danger Zone.
Thursdays, 8 until 10.
It's a glass of nails.
Excuse me while I run a bath and open my veins. Goodbye.
I love you.
Haunting you. We have our over things we used to see.
Love and Desperation, It's Over Now. And that is a band that, as I mentioned earlier, we opened the show with Cobra Verde, and that Sweet Apple features the vocals of John Petkovic, but it's a cool blending of the Cleveland-Boston music scenes. Jay Maskus from Dinosaur Jr. plays drums, guitar, and drums on some of the songs, and does some vocals on some of the songs on Sweet Apple. It also features Dave Sweet Apple, which may have inspired the name, who is in a band called Witch, which I don't know a lot about, and Tim Parnon, who is also in Cobra Verde with John Petkovic. And as I understand it from reading the story on their website, the band was formed as a way of John Petkovic kind of getting through the loss of his mother, and they all decided the best way to do that was get together and rock out, and it's a pretty cool record. It has a nice, here we go again with album art, my vote for not doing everything digitally. They have a pretty hot album cover with two punk rock chicks scantily clad as an homage to the Roxy Music album, where the lovely models were holding their chestal areas. Anyway, check it out. It's a good record, and that song, again, is It's Over Now. Before that, we had The Eels from an album that you really need to brace yourself for if you want to sit and listen to the whole thing, because it's just like one man's pain. I like The Eels, and I thought, oh, cool, an Eels record. This looks good. This is a 2010 record called End Times, but it's basically Mark Oliver Everett going through what one would only imagine would be a pretty rough breakup. And that song was called In My Younger Days. Before that, we had Guided by Voices, Twilight Campfighter from Isolation Drills. And we started off with Robin Hitchcock and the Venus 3 doing A Man's Gotta Know His Limitation, Briggs. Did you catch all the references to Magnum Force? I need to go watch that movie again, and I think I'll enjoy it in a whole new different way. So we're going to play another set of music for you, and then we're going to get back to something that we like to do here on Radio Obsession. In the past, we have had a Desert Island Pick LP, which is something where we feature from week to week songs from an album that, at least to me, if I were stuck on a desert island and I only had one thing to listen to, no iPod, no 600 million songs, nothing like that, no computers, just an album, what would I choose? And that I wouldn't get sick of and that I could listen to over and over again. And we started off the first round, first choice was Machine Gun Etiquette by The Damned. We skipped over Unknown Pleasures by Joy Division because that's an obvious one, and Didn't want to play it all for you, but we'll count that as one of them. And our third one was Sparkle Horse's Good Morning Spider. And we went through a transition with that one because when we started off, Mark Linkous was alive. And by the end of the feature, he had sadly left the planet. And so we were mourning his loss instead of just enjoying a cool record by him. But we will get to our next choice for the Desert Island Pick album. I think it's a little bit obscure, perhaps, but it's a really good one, and I know you're going to enjoy it. So after this set, we will get right to that. And we're going to start off with some Betty Servert.
There's no path to follow. child born. To a land of scorn. Seas past the borders and the lords that hold his hand. He was led like a lamb, all part of the plan. This castle crumbles as he walks out of this land.
Oh, hi there, everybody. This is the old hipster Larry Miller inviting you to tune in here to All Independent Radio and join me for
Badass and Flashback.
Each week we'll take you disappearing through the smoke rings of your mind back to those fabulous days of the late 60s, the psychedelic era, and we'll play for you some of the music that was played by people like me on alternative underground FM radio. That's Badass and Flashback, Wednesday afternoons, 1 o'clock, here on All Independent Radio.
It's groovy.
You're listening to All Independent Radio.
Passionate about your school? Want to have a voice for you and your peers?
Well, join the New England Institute of Arts Student Government Association. Become a student representative and start representing your school and your peers.
Don't let this opportunity pass you by. Stop by the sales center or speak with one of your current SGA officers for an application.
Make your time at the New England Institute of Art count.
Get active.
Get involved.
Now.
Hey, and welcome back to Radio Obsession. You're tuned in to All Independent Radio, webcasting to the world from the New England Institute of Art in Brookline, Massachusetts. And you can hear us also on iTunes under College Radio. Look for All Independent Radio. And we're excited, if you were paying attention to that last message from the Student Government Association here at the New England Institute of Art, they will be coming to All Independent Radio soon with a show of their own. So we're trying to put that together. But especially for the students here, it's great to find out what they're up to and how you can participate, and news about campus. They're talking about some exciting new ventures that they're going to be doing to acknowledge some of the students who participate in some of the groups on campus and devote their, you know, give their time, volunteer their time and efforts to help other people and do things like that. So that's one of the things the SGA is trying to do, and you'll be hearing about it a bit on soon on All Independent Radio. So stay tuned for that. And I'll just run down that set before we get into our Desert Island pick for the summer. I'm excited to be announcing that. We just heard Robert Plant and the Strange Sensation doing the hidden track, Buried Deep Within, track number 12 on the CD. It's an alternate version, I guess, of Shine It All Around, which is song number 1 on the LP, or CD, or record, or whatever you want to call it. Before that, we had the Chemical Brothers with Battle Scars, and we started off with Betty Servert doing Lovely. That's two words, actually, Lovely, L-E-E. And that's from their new album called Pharmacy of Love. Betty Servert is a band that was big in the 90s, I guess, in the indie college radio scene. And they're from the Netherlands. And let's give a shout out to the Netherlands for winning, for entering the finals of the World Cup soccer tournament. They will be playing Spain. Spain beat Germany today. And so my condolences to the fans of the German team, but it's going to be some exciting soccer and or football to those of you listening other than in the United States. I guess Germany will be playing Uruguay for third place. Not really sure how that works, but I guess they have for second and third winners. So it's been an exciting World Cup, and although the U.S. got knocked off a while ago, it's been pretty, I think people in the U.S. have finally been paying attention. So go football, go soccer. Anyway, shout out to the Netherlands, and good luck to everybody who's playing. Now, without further ado, I would like to announce the dun-dun-da-da Radio Obsession Desert Island pick for the summer. And just to briefly explain what that is, I like to pick an album that I guess I couldn't live without. Like, if I had to pick one record and I didn't want to get sick of it, what record could I listen to infinitely and never really ever get sick of it? And it would fill the needs for music if I were stuck somewhere and that was the only thing I could listen to. My choice is perhaps an obscure record called Take the Guitar Player for a Ride by Peter Loeffner and Friends. And if you listen to the show, you might think it should be called Cleveland Obsession, because I'm from Cleveland originally, and I like to feature Cleveland artists. Cleveland is the rock and roll capital of the world, in case you didn't know that. And Peter Loeffner was one of the very influential artists who was around during the punk rock days in the 70s. He died, unfortunately, very young. He was 24. As many artists are, he, you know, was involved with drugs and other things and alcohol, and that probably did him in. But he was a very influential musician who was in bands called Rocket from the Tombs, which was connected with Pere Ubu, and he wrote songs that Pere Ubu did. He was very much part of that band, even though he wasn't really one of the musicians. He, you know, inspired a lot of musicians, the Dead Boys, and performed in other groups. And I guess, according to Wikipedia, I didn't know this, he wrote for Cream Magazine. He was really something else. And I was sad when he died. I wasn't following him back then, but this is a great record. And he didn't really, it wasn't officially put out. It was put out after his death. And it really is based, made up of a whole bunch of lo-fi recordings that he did. Some of them were live. Some of them were just him and his guitar in his room on a tape deck. And it, you know, kind of runs the gamut. And we'll talk about it as the weeks progress. We'll probably get to two songs today, because I think we've got about seven shows left in this summer term. And there are 15 songs on the record. So if you do the math, we're going to have to do a couple songs a week to get through this. But I hope you will enjoy it. The first song is called Baudelaire, about the famous French writer. And apparently it was, according to the liner notes on the CD, it was inspired by the band Television. And Peter Loeffner had almost at one point joined Television when Richard Lloyd, the guitarist, left that band. But without further ado, here's the first song from our summer desert island pick, Take the Guitar for a Ride. Take the Guitar Player for a Ride by Peter Loeffner.
She was walking and talking, as usual, out on the floor. While Ruby was deep into her pantomime, me, I just stood staring at my reflection in my glass of bourbon over by the door. Still couldn't find those friends. When Ruby turned and pirouetted like a ghost dancer up the marble stair, I felt myself set free in a city without weather. My own dream of White, she leans so close to you and whispers, and you will see diamonds falling all around her mouth. Ah, but Ruby moves her lemon-scented body. Just like the breezes from the south. So somehow I got tangled. Up to the taste of danger, feeling such a lot like Baudelaire. Comes the night to fill my glass just one more time. Well, all the lovely ladies, they get up and they adjourn to the show. And my head is so anointed with the blood and the wine that I almost seem to know. Of all the secrets down on the holy street, where the vagrants they come down and go, and other secrets in the eyes of cats and other vagrant lovers, where the Ruby seemed to know the secrets as old as the ages of the blood and wine flowing in the fountains on the city square. And I crawled to her to be drowned and driven, feeling such a lot like Baudelaire. With the vanity of Baudelaire. Ah, feeling such a lot like Baudelaire.
out of here. Listen to Graphimation Mondays, 7 to 9 p.m. on All Independent Radio and on NEIALive.com.
Also, you can check it out on iTunes Radio under radio /college/university/All Independent Radio.
And if you want to be on the radio, call 617-277-8616. That's 617-277-8616.
Audio engineer. Almost all the sound we hear has been touched by an engineer. Music, movies, and even TV. The person doing this could be you. And what better place to learn than at the New England Institute of Art? At the New England Institute of Art, you will learn about audio recording, using audio for video and audio production. You'll receive hands-on training with software and tech that is actually used in the field. When you graduate, you'll be more than prepared to get a job as an engineer or even open your own studio. Look us up on the web today.
Good evening, everybody. It's Wednesday night, almost 10 o'clock, and we are going to go a little bit over to give you the full hour, 2 hours of Radio Obsession, because we started a little bit late. We got about half an hour left to go, and what we just heard was, as you may or may not know, the Dead Boys featuring Steve Baters and doing a song called Ain't It Fun from Night of the Living Dead Boys. And there was a reason that I played that particular song. It was co-written by Cheetah Chrome of the Dead Boys and Peter Loughner, who is the featured artist in our new Summer Desert Island Pick LP, Take the Guitar Player for a Ride. And I'll read you something that Stiv had to say about Peter Loughner from the liner notes of this record. Just pretend I'm Steve Baters, and I'm not going to do his accent or whatever, but it's from Ohio, so maybe if I were a guy, maybe he'd sound a little bit like me, or if he were a girl. The Paraubu crowd hated us because we were just bleep art. Let's rock and roll, and that's what really split us. But Lochner, he understood us. He liked us, and he understood the art crowd because he was a writer. He was right in between. He tried bringing New York to Cleveland so bad, but Cleveland couldn't understand it. I really believed in Peter. Of all the people in Cleveland, Peter was the most hip. Peter made me believe in myself. I thought what I was doing was too far-fetched, and Peter said, "No, you're right, do it. That's what it's all about." He's what formed Dead Boys, and he's what got me and Cheetah together, and his spirit was there, but he was too arty. That was his problem. He was caught right in between. And we heard the first song from Take the Guitar Player for the Ride, which was called Baudelaire, and we'll probably play one more before the show is done. Right now, we're going to continue on with the music. Here's Magazine.
Nothing to my imagination. to beat his eyes. But you're gonna feel like I feel. There will be rooms where we shouldn't meet. Try and say we're screw you up and leave in the street. You know everybody.
We'll be right back.
PJ Harvey here on All Independent Radio, Happy and Bleeding from the great LP Dry. And what did we have before that? We had a song from The Organ from their only full-length release before they broke up, Basement Band Song. And Franz Ferdinand did Cheating on You. And we started off with Howard Devoto from the Buzzcocks, Little Band Magazine, awesome band from the 70s and 80s, from the genius of Howard Devoto, Give Me Everything from the album Scree, which was kind of a compilation collection of oddities and rarities from Magazine. Hope you enjoyed that set. And we are winding down Radio Obsession. Thank you for joining me this evening. And we will be back again next Wednesday from 8 to 10 p.m., carrying on with an assortment of tunes. Hopefully we may have a theme. We may not. Sometimes we do. But we will certainly be continuing along with our Desert Island Pick LP. And we're very happy to be back on the air with you. Thanks for listening. And if you ever want to contact me, you can send me an email at radioobsession@gmail.com or check out my website, radioobsession.net. And what do we have next? We're going to go... we're going to play a little fall, and this is a secret homage to Cleveland again, and some of you may know why out there, but anyhow, it's a great song, an oldie and a goodie, Psychic Dance Hall.
Is there anybody there?
Yeah! Yeah!
listening to Radio Obsession, Sundays 10 to noon on NEIALive.com.
That's Wednesdays, 8 to 10, but it's still Radio Obsession.
I've got the keys in my hand, and I'm not just talking. I'll take to the road, and I won't stop driving until I put 1,000 miles between you and me. You don't think I'll do it, but you don't really know for sure. Thank you.
Well, if you can tell me the connection between the last two songs, I'll give you a prize. You can email me at radioobsession@gmail.com, and I'll give you a clue. It has something to do with Cleveland. That was My Dad is Dead, doing a song 7 years from The Taller You Are, The Shorter You Get. And before that, The Fabulous Fall with Marquis Smith, the Energizer Bunny of punk rock, at its helm with a song called Psychic Dance Hall. And we are about out of time here on Radio Obsession. Thank you very much for tuning in. I hope you will join me again next Wednesday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time here in the USA. Whatever time it is, wherever you are, it will be roughly the same time as now. And thanks for tuning in. Again, contact me at radioobsession@gmail.com if you have any comments, questions, or requests. And I'd love to hear from you. We're going to leave you with the second song on our Desert Island Pick LP, Peter Loeffner's Take the Guitar Player for a Ride, Peter Loeffner and Friends. This is a little number called Rocket Down, and that's what we hope we've been doing all night for you. Have a great week. We'll be back next Wednesday.
Hey, you reach for the electric, you're gonna get a shock. Hey, you reach in my pocket, you got to rock it down. You got to rock it down. Yeah, you gotta break some ground, you got to mess around, you got to rock it down. Well, there was two young sisters lying in the bed. One rolled over and the other one said, you better rock it down. Down. There ain't no man around, I won't make a sound. You got to rock it down. Rock it down now. Night party, you know the police knocked where the doors was locked and they just knocked them down. They took us all uptown. Well, but we all got acquitted on the grounds that we were just a rocking them down, just a rocking them down, just a rocking them down. Now the men folks, they spite me, cause I speak my mind. Oh, but the young girls like me, cause I take my time. But I got to leave town, I'll be East Coast bound. But don't worry about a thing, I'll be back around. And I'll be rocking them down, rocking them down, rocking them down, rocking them down.
Listen to All Independent Radio on NEIALive.com, broadcasting from Brookline, Boston.